the ban on women in combat was lifted in 2013, and now Defense Secretary Ash Carter has until the end of this year to decide which positions will be open to women, and the Marines are asking that infantry and reconnaissance jobs be excluded. Now, the Marines released a study showing that mixed gender units did not perform as well on average as all male units, but the Secretary of the Navy told the Marine Corps Times that the test was flawed, that it should have included females of a higher caliber. That prompted scathing responses on Facebook that the secretary had already made up his mind, which was also a claim in the Army. Anonymous sources told People magazine that drill sergeants were told that women had to graduate from the Ranger School, and that was why two did. Now, all these accusations have been denied, but they're exploding on social media, and that's how vets are making up their minds. We've heard from a female Army vet and a male former Marine who both support women in combat. Today, former Marine Chad Russell, who served in Iraq, and joins us from Portland, Oregon. And Chad, you are against women in some combat jobs, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. You agree with Marine General Joseph Dunsford, who did ask for a waiver closing some combat jobs to women and the reconnaissance jobs. Tell us why.
So I think the way that the argument currently is being framed is a little bit off. I think what a lot of people in the audience probably don't realize is that, you know, what does women in combat mean? What does that mean? Versus specifically barring females from the infantry specifically. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference. Mm-hmm. So I'd kind of like to throw that out there first.
Well, let's pick that up, because we asked, for instance, the Marine who was against women in combat before he was for it. And he was for it after he came back and met female veterans. And I asked him about that. I said, isn't there a difference between, let's say, somebody like the women in his unit checking Iraqi women at checkpoints because men were not allowed to search them, and women who might be going out with a unit and horrors, the unit's cut down, and they have to carry back a 250-pound fellow Marine or troop? And his response was, well, if you need someone to carry someone back, you get two people to carry them back. We're supposed to be a unit. Your thoughts?
I understand that. And that's where I think it's more a matter of value and function, meaning I don't think it's a matter of value. I think females bring an equal value to the military in general. But where I think the difference is, it's about our functionality. You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to share something that I got from an anonymous person that has served a career in the military, still active.
Please.
And so this is what he says. The life of an infantryman is no glory. It's strictly about staying alive and keeping each other alive while defeating the enemy. And for all those who say females are already in combat, there's a big difference between being in a combat zone or an actual combat. Being in a combat zone or on a convoy once in a while exposed to an IED is quite different than being in a sustained direct action against the enemy up close and personal. There is no comparison, so please stop making it. I have killed from a distance, and I have killed as close as a foot away. And more importantly, I've watched good Marines who were great people and had bright futures ahead of them get killed. There is no glory in killing or being killed. Not when it involves the lives of the futures of very good young people. This is not a video game where you can press reset. And combat is not about equal opportunities. It's about surviving, and it's about defeating the enemy. So I think that right there frames the undercurrent inside the Marine Corps infantry and where maybe a lot of these sentiments are at this current point.
Well, also, let's talk about that. We know what you mean, like, you know, people hunkered down under fire. Are you saying that a woman could not do what in that situation? Could not throw herself on a grenade? Could not drag a body away from an IED?
What are you saying? Of course they could do those things. But it's a matter of, is this a necessity to do this, or is this a political desire coming from an outside influence? And that's where my biggest beef with all of this is that we have so many things going on in the military. Why is this something that is being forced on the infantry, in my opinion?
Well, I guess the response to that would be, is your response some sort of default position or some sort of political position? I mean, in other words, if you can't come up with a reason why women shouldn't be there, then why shouldn't they be there? But if the reason is that you don't think it would be safe, well, that's something that should be explored.
That's one aspect of it. It's tough to get an idea of this when you're out in the civilian world and you're trying to understand where these riflemen, infantrymen are coming from. And since I lived it, and I did 3 combat tours in Iraq, and I was engaged in direct combat with the enemy on every deployment that I was on, I've really thought about this and tried to stay objective. It's tough when you're in the Marine Corps, and it is all guys, and you're around all guys. However, there seems to be this push, and regarding these test results that came out, the Secretary of the Navy, he is, you know, already decided. He kind of showed his hand, and we kind of saw that with the Sergeant Major LeHue in the Marine Corps on a private Facebook post. I don't know if you saw that or not, but actually I have an excerpt from that if you don't mind me sharing it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so he was one of the top Marines in charge of the training, and this was a part of what he said here. This was as stacked as a unit could get, with the best Marines to give it 100% success rate as we possibly could. End result, the best women in the test as a group in regard to the infantry operations were equal or below in most all cases to the lowest 5% of men as a group in the test study. They are slower on all accounts in almost every technical and tactical aspect and physically weaker in every aspect across the range of the military operation. Secretary of the Navy has stated that he has made up his mind even before the release of the results and that the United States Marine Corps test unit will not change his mind on anything. Listen up, folks. Your senior leadership of this country does not want to see America overwhelmingly succeed on the battlefield. It wants to ensure that everyone has an opportunity to pursue whatever they want, regardless of the outcome on national security.
Well, so this is the conversation in the Navy. It reflects what we heard about the Ranger School, the first 2 women graduating from the Army's prestigious Ranger School. There were people who also said in that case that they felt they were getting a clear message that 2 women had to pass through and that they were given special treatment. Others have denied that. I guess this can't make you, Chad Russell, when you hear these things, feel very safe and comfortable.
No, and you know, that's why I think that if we've got the Secretary of the Navy's political ideology coming before actual test results on this, I think it's important that people understand what's going on in the highest levels of leadership in this country, that they don't really care about some test results. We're talking about 2 years, $36 million spent on this test. Now I'm out of the service. I'm a taxpayer. And I'm going, you know, if he's just going to pretend like he doesn't care about these test results, then, you know, that makes me kind of angry as a taxpayer, too.
Chad Russell, do you think it's ever possible that there might be a woman? And everybody we've spoken to who has wanted women to be eligible to be in combat, the kind that you're talking about, not just in a combat zone, has said only if they qualify. Does that give you any, I mean, you're just saying you don't really believe in the tests, but do you think it's possible?
Well, the test results show the proof is in the pudding. So that's what I'm saying on this. The Secretary of the Navy and the Secretary of Defense are saying, well, we don't really care what the test results are. You know, this is our recommendation.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's the rub they're in right now with General Dunford,
right,
is he's saying, hey, I'm listening to the Marines. I'm listening like the quote I gave you earlier in the interview, you know, about that feeling, that undertone that's going on. It's not about this macho bravado thing. It's about, you know, what are we doing playing around with a social experiment regarding lives on the front line? I mean, the question that I ask myself, again, I'm going to go back to it, is this a necessity or is it a political desire?
Well, some people, let's take up the necessity thing, because some people have said that there is a necessity. It's a different war, and there is a necessity of having women in units, because increasingly it's not about you shoot at me, I shoot at you. Increasingly it's about softer kinds of approaches to war, speaking to villages, speaking to families, and that women are important for that.
Right, and I understand that. And, you know, as an attachment asset, I can see that. But there's a big difference being exposed to an IED, right, going out and being an attachment versus being in a sustained combat role day after day after day in these high-stress environments. It really boils down to that bottom line of, we have a saying in the Marine Corps, complacency kills. Every deployment I was around females, my last deployment was on ship, there was females there, and there was little relationships blossoming on the ship. I mean, I just was like, I stayed away from that stuff, but I could see it happening because in the Air Wing, in the Marine Corps, you've got females on the ship. I served 3 tours, and most of the time I was not around females in the infantry. On deployment, though, if we were around the Army or at a base where females were, every time we're around females. I mean, the radar, beep, 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 goes up on the guys because we're all, you know, pent up. We're young guys. We have a strong sexual drive, and we are noticing them and going out of our way to notice them. So that does create a distraction. I can't imagine going through Fallujah and, you know, having a bunch of females in the platoons. I just can't imagine it.
Well, you know, people say that, the American workforce used to be that way. There were hardly any women in it. And people worried that, oh, my God, everybody would get divorced and have affairs if women went into the workforce. And people got used to it.
Well, right. Yeah. If I go to work today and I make a sale, it's not a situation where if I don't make this sale, I'm going to get shot or die over it.
Chad Russell, retired Marine who served in Iraq, filling out our range of opinions on women in combat. He's against it. Links to the other conversations will be at herenow.org. Chad, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Robin.